Hi everyone. So today I'm going to talk about retiring in Thailand, how to retire to Thailand, some of the positives and negatives of retiring to Thailand, and also some of the considerations. So first of all, obviously to retire to Thailand, if you want to be there for any length of time, you need a valid retirement visa. Now, this isn't essential if you just want to actually sample Thailand, which might not be a bad idea. You can often come on a 28 to 30 day tourist visa, go out for 1 or 2 days and come back for 28 to 30 days just to sample Thailand and see if you could retire in Thailand, which isn't actually a terrible idea because hotels, guest houses are quite cheap in Thailand and you've got Airbnb and whatever. But let's say you decide you definitely want to come to Thailand. Now, to get the retirement visa, you even need to have a bank account with about 800,000 Thai baht, which is about $25,000. You need about an income of 65,000 Thai baht, which is about $2,000 a month, or a combination of a bank account and income that exceeds about $25,000. And for a couple, you need to double that. So let's say you've only got one earner, you actually though need to have 50,000 for a couple. Or a 50,000 in the bank, or income of 4,000 for the couple. However, what I would say is these things are always changing. So if you're listening to this months or years after it's been released, always check the updated terms and conditions and so on, because these things do change, as I mentioned. Now, compared to a place like Cambodia, where you can just get a visa, business visa, so-called business visa, even though that's not just for business, in the airport, and then renew it for 1 year, 2 years, whatever. Actually, that's I wouldn't say expensive, but it's in the mid-range of retirement destinations around the world. So after you meet this requirement, you have to get a 1 year retirement visa, and you do have to be at least 50 years old to retire in Thailand on a retirement, an official retirement visa. If you're 45, 48, whatever, you've got enough money to retire, or you're a digital nomad, there are other options like digital nomad visas. Okay, so once you've got the retirement visa, you need a Thai bank book and a letter from your bank in Thailand, and pictures, passport, departure card, and so on and so forth. And then there's a lot of admin stuff, like you need to get an extension of stay notice and re-entry permit. And this will allow you to kind of leave the country as and when you want. So actually the visa situation, provided you've got the money, either the money in cash to put in a bank or your income is high enough, it's not difficult to get the retirement visa. However, once you've got the retirement visa, you've got to work out certain things. Accommodation is fairly easy in most places in Thailand. It's relatively cheap or cheap. And there's nothing too difficult about getting accommodation. Some of the things you have to consider are this. Number one, you have to consider actually how much money you really need. What you have to remember is you can live off $500 or $1,000 a month in Thailand, but if you're used to first world living style and you also want to travel outside of Thailand, whatever, you might need at least $1,500 or $2,000 per person. Even if you want to do it on the cheap, for example, you just want to stay in Thailand and occasionally have a trip outside of Thailand, then yeah, maybe 1,200, 1,300 would be enough. But just because you see people online saying, oh, live in Thailand for $500 a month, yes, it's possible, and many people do it, especially locals, but it doesn't mean it's something you should do. You probably won't be able to enjoy your life on that. You'll just be able to pay the basics, do the basic things. Beyond that, you have to consider medical care. Now, Thailand has some of the best medical care in the world. In fact, it has health tourism. However, you've got to bear in mind that even in Thailand, for something extremely serious, like let's say you have a heart attack or stroke or you're hit by a bus, God forbid, now in that situation, you're going to be in a very vulnerable situation if you're just taken to a random hospital. You could be charged a lot of money, it could be a bit of a lottery. It may be you're only charged a few $1,000. You could get lucky, you could be sent to one of the good hospitals, you only charged a few $1,000. But you might also go to an unscrupulous hospital or a hospital that's very expensive and doesn't really have great care. So what I would say is I think for retirees in Thailand, expat health insurance is pretty important. But what you've got to remember is this is going to be one of your key costs. Because of course, especially if you're in your 70s or 80s, this becomes very expensive. So I would say for people who need health insurance, which is, well, the vast majority of people, or everyone, consider also options like Spain, Portugal, Greece, because in Southeast Asia, I would say the biggest cost for retirees, maybe sometimes it's just as big a cost as, accommodation. It can be literally the biggest cost, especially for retirees who are 70, 75, 80, whatever, is health insurance. Now, apart from that, also consider some other things, like, for example, if you haven't yet drawn your pension, especially if you're from countries like the UK, Ireland, Belgium, Holland, countries that have allowed people to transfer their pension overseas, consider all the facts before drawing your pension. Because what you have to remember is this: let's say you're 55 now, or 58, and you haven't drawn your pension yet. Or let's say you're even in your 40s, and you haven't drawn your pension yet. You're just considering retiring to Thailand in 5 or 10 years. Once you already start drawing on your pension, you can't then move it overseas for any reason. Let's say you're a British person who comes to Thailand and you think this exchange rate is killing me. I'd actually quite like it if my pension was just in US dollars and I could transfer it overseas in US dollars and it could be much more stable against the Thai baht and there's also more flexibility. But the point is, if you've already drawn the pension, there's nothing you can do about it. So I'd say for people before coming out, the big tips I would say to them is, number one, read the updated information about the visa requirements because that always changes. Number two, it would be good if you come out for 2 or 3 months to see like the cost so you can get a real cost of living. Number three, check on the health insurance situation. And number four, especially for Brits, but also for Irish, Belgium, and Dutch people, really consider the pension situation because that could save you a lot of cash and it could also protect you when it comes to currency swings and other factors. Okay, everyone, I hope that's helpful.